Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
The best part of this job is occasion. Well, for me, I get to work with a living legend every day, with Lonzo across the board from me. However, sometimes we get to bring in some living legends onto the show, and we do it today as we welcome in the voice of the Furman Paladins, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dan Scott, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate. Dano, my dude, it's been too long. How we feeling, fella?
Man, I am doing well, Rob. Thank you for asking. Good to be back. And, you know, just a little talk radio 101 here. I don't think people out there really know how these things truly work from the inside. But having done this for an extended period of time myself, the way this thing's worked for listeners is Rob said, I need to kill a segment, because that's what this whole business is about, killing a segment. I've got some time to fill. Who can I get that's desperate enough to come on the air with me and help us fill this time? And my name was at the top of your list. That's how the talk radio business works.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, all right? Dan giving out trade secrets here. That is not accurate. If I get to bring on a broadcast legend like the great Dan Scott, I'm going to jump at the opportunity, even if I do send the text at like 11:15, 45 minutes before the show starts.
Right. Yeah, we won't mention that.
Dan Scott joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Talk a little Paladin basketball. I want to go back first and foremost, Dano. Last Saturday evening, I was sitting at the house listening to your call, and I'm not going to say that Furman going into Wofford and demolishing the Terriers got to a point that it sounded like you were actually having fun, but what an absolute display the Dins put on over in the Berg that night.
Well, you have to put it into context, Rob. This is my 11th season as the voice of the Paladins, so this was my 11th trip to Wofford, either the old arena or the new arena. I take that back. My 9th trip, because two of the games I did not do for various reasons. But bottom line is, this is the first time that Furman's won at Wofford in those 11 years. Ironically, go back football season, it's the first time Furman had won at Wofford in football since 2008. Now they play every other year football. But yeah, it had been a while, and I don't think anybody expected Furman to win by that kind of margin. But I will say this, and Tom Van Hoy can corroborate this story. Right before we went on the air for the pregame show last Saturday, I turned to him and said, I have an uncommonly good feeling about this game in this building tonight. And uncommon, because the last two times I had done a game for Furman against Wofford in that building, Furman started something like 1-for-19 from the field. So it was good to get that monkey off their back, but it's just an extension, Rob, of the way this team has been playing of late, and it's been fun to watch.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because we go back a little earlier in the year, and there were a couple of tough L's for Furman, a 76-67 loss to VMI to start the year, turned around a couple of weeks later, dropped a tough one to Chattanooga, but the team hasn't really had a streak of losses so far in 2020. 2022, the consistency there has been there, and most of the L's have been tough L's. Is this the rest of the conference catching up with Furman, or is this a lack of just finishing in a couple of games?
If you look, first of all, if you look at the overall conference ratings across this country, you're going to see Furman, you're going to see the Southern Conference hanging around the top 10. It is an absolute crime that this league is still pigeonholed into a one-bid league by the NCAA Tournament Committee each and every year. I mean, you go back, I think it was 2 years, the Southern Conference was the first conference to have an overall RPI as high as it was that did not get multiple teams in the field since it expanded to 64 back in 1985, I think. This league, from top to bottom, is as good a mid-major league as there is in the country. And people, I think I'm starting to see some national folks who are now starting to pay attention. And hopefully that means good things down the road. I still think that this league is going to be considered a one-bid league for the next 2 or 3 years anyway. But the level of competition in this league is incredible. And, just to put it in perspective, VMI was picked 7th in the preseason in the league. If VMI is the 7th best team in the Southern Conference, and the Southern Conference is a darn fine league because they are an outstanding basketball team. They gave Furman fits, as we know, last year, beat them in overtime in the Southern Conference tournament, beat them on New Year's Day, as you mentioned, in a game that Furman went about 8 minutes down the stretch without making a field goal. And going back to Wednesday, again, caused Furman some issues shooting the basketball. It's just that the Palamons made some adjustments on the way they were doing things offensively. So it's kind of a combination of things. This league is tough, man. This league is tough night in and night out. And then, on top of it, are people catching up with Furman? Furman had to catch up with a lot of people going back about 6 years ago. So the more good teams you have in a league, the higher the league standards get.
Dan Scott, voice of the Furman Paladins, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. So Furman follows up that win over Wofford with a little revenge against VMI, 79-64. Earlier this week on a Wednesday, they line it up with Mercer coming up this weekend, Dan Scott. And if I ask you to give me an early preview of that Saturday nighter, what are you looking for here?
Well, I'm looking for Mercer to be bound and determined to snap a 13-game losing streak to Furman, first of all. The Paladins have had that kind of success against the Bears over the last, five, six seasons. That's number one. Hawkins Arena is a tough place to play, as most road venues are in this league. And Mercer has some outstanding players led by Felipe Hasse, a big guy who can, he can play down low. He can step out and shoot the ball perimeter. He is a heck of a player. If Furman is going to be successful, they're going to have to continue this formula that has really elevated them in winning 6 of their last 7 and finishing the first half of Southern Conference play at 7-2. Right now, Rob, you look at the Southern Conference overall statistics, and all of a sudden, Furman is the number one defensive team in the league, and that margin is starting to widen. They held Western Carolina to 50 points. They held Wofford to 50 points. They held VMI, who leads the conference in scoring at right at 80 points a game, to 64 on Wednesday night. And it's been kind of amazing how these things work. When the defense began to lock down, that's when the free flowing of the offense seem to come around. So to me, if you go down there and you defend and you rebound, the two effort categories, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, and that's what, as a matter of fact, I was just looking down the rebounding statistics, and Furman bringing in 35 rebounds a game, effectively 34.7 ultimately, and giving up just slightly less than that at 34.1. One of the things that I've kept an eye on, I mean, this team has been very tough around the basket. This team will get you some second chance opportunities, but are also willing to give up a handful of rebounds as well. If you describe the makeup of this team around the paint, what would you say the strengths and weaknesses have been?
I would say the The weakness has been understanding that this team needs to be a five-player gang rebound team. And when you go back, talk about tough loss at Chattanooga, for instance, and rebounding has been something Bob Ritchie has been harping on all season long. You know, people look at the offensive rebound that set up Malachi Smith to hit the shot that tied the game, which set in motion what happened at the end of the game. But that wasn't a post-player rebound problem. That was a guard not blocking out. It was an opposing guard that got the offensive rebound for Chattanooga. And that's been one of the things that Bob Ritchie has been really trying to impress on this team, that everybody has to rebound. Well, you look at VMI on Wednesday, Conley Garrison, the fifth-year graduate transfer out of Division II Drury in Missouri, had 8 rebounds, 6 of them were offensive rebounds, and helped keep possessions alive and helped Furman start racking up second-chance points. So that message has started to get through, and while Furman is still at the, you know, toward the bottom of the league in total rebounding, if you look at what they've done in the last 3, 4, 5 games, those numbers have started to significantly increase. So you have to hope that message is getting through. When this team does that, it's a good overall rebounding team, and then they are one of the best in transition off a missed shot that you're going to see not only in this league but in the country. But they can't get there if they don't rebound.
Furman currently, Dan, sitting second place in the Southern Conference, just a couple of games behind Chattanooga, but also in the midst of a 3-game win streak as they get set again for their next one tomorrow night at 6 p.m. That was going to be at Mercer. If Furman can go get that win and close that gap in the Southern Conference, is this team a contender to win the Southern Conference this year?
Yeah, and not to correct the host of the show, but I think Furman's only a half game behind Chattanooga. Chattanooga has played, I believe, one less game.
You are correct. 7-1 in conference goes Chattanooga. Yeah. 7-2 are the Dens.
Yeah, they had a game postponed because of COVID. They have not yet made up. So, Chattanooga and Furman were picked 1 and 2 in the league by both the media and the coaches in the preseason. So these two teams being at the top of conference really shouldn't be any surprise, regardless of what you feel about, media polls. But, the bottom line is that I think they are where everybody thought they were going to be. And I give a lot of credit to Bob Ritchie being willing to say, you know what, we're not going to worry about having the kind of non-conference schedule that can guarantee us a 25-win season if we do well in the league. We're going to challenge this team. And if you look at that non-conference schedule, going on the road to North Carolina, going on the road to Louisville, going on the road to Mississippi State, going on the road to Belmont, which is one of the top mid-major programs in the country, going on the road to High Point, being willing to play those kind of games, I think you're seeing the benefits of that pay off in this schedule right now.
Dan, I'm looking at Joe Lenardi's bracketology right now, and he's got Chattanooga listed in as an automatic qualifier as a 13 seed up against an AQ out of the Big Ten in Wisconsin. In your opinion, is Furman good enough to go in this conference and get the AQ? And if so, what are the odds maybe we see them get through the first, maybe second round of the March tournament?
Are they good enough to go win the conference tournament? Absolutely. I don't think there's any question that they're good enough. You know, it's just a matter of going out and doing it for the first time since 1980. But this team has the talent to do it. I don't think there's any question about that. And then you get in and all bets are off. And that, again, I think is where that schedule that the Paladins played in the non-conference season would come back to be a benefit, because you go to Louisville, you win there. You go to Chapel Hill, you're tied 39-all at the half with North Carolina. And you go to Mississippi State, and with 4 minutes to go in that game, you've got a 6-point lead. And everybody walked out of Starkville thinking that we let one get away. There's no such thing as a moral victory inside this Furman basketball program anymore. So if you can get there, I don't see why there's any reason to think that you wouldn't have a chance to win one and move on. But, the trick is, again, this is going to be a one-bid league, so you're going to have to go into Asheville, and you're going to have to win 3 games and earn your way there.
Dan Scott is the voice of the Furman Paladins, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show, and dare I say, upping the quality of the show overall. Dan, my man, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great call tomorrow night. We will be listening, and we'll get you back on soon, my guy.
Sounds good, Rob. Thanks, buddy.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.